says Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, March 8th. Well, cattle markets were slightly higher yesterday. Live cattle on the April's up $1.47. April feeders up 42. So not really rolling over, but we just continue to chop sideways in a market that doesn't really want to break, but clearly has lost quite a bit of its upward momentum. In the cash trade, we're getting things rolling. A slight improvement over where we were on Tuesday. Tuesday, we're at 178 on light numbers. That was down 5 from the previous week. Wednesday, we saw the average around 181, which would have been just down 2. Yesterday, we're at 182, which is just down 1. So the more numbers we're trading, the better the market is performing. Box beef values were higher. Yesterday, choice up 170 at 307. Select up 117 at 296. The spread gained 53 cents. We're sitting at 1035. But here's the kicker. Volume was only 97 loads. So we are way behind normal on box beef volume so far this week. And that clearly will create some headwinds for this market. Slaughter rate yesterday, 122,000 head. So there too, you're running behind the average. So far for the week, we're at 484,000 head. That is down 11,000 from last week, and it's down 17,000 from a year ago. On the cash feeder index, good solid numbers trading around 10,700 head. Average price, $251.83. So that's a big bump. That's a good $4 higher than where we were just the previous day. So the seven-day average is up 117. We're at 248.07. So we're seeing some very impressive numbers coming out of the cash auctions around the country. Export sales report yesterday for beef, 14,000 tons sold. So that's a decent number. It's not huge, but it's better than the previous 2 weeks where we were in the 12,000 range. South Korea bought 4,300, Japan 2,300, Taiwan took 1,700. Pork export sales at 36,400, China took 12,600, Mexico 11,200, Vietnam took 5,000. So getting back to the cash trade and the volume of box beef, this is a time of year where you tend to see really good volume because we're headed into the springtime, the grilling season. Usually retailers are stocking up for this time of year, and clearly they're not. You know, this very light box beef volume is a huge red flag to the market. And again, this is one of the biggest beef consumption periods of the year, other than the holidays. And here we are struggling to move box beef. The prices are firm, so that's good. And Fed trade is hanging right in there. But futures prices are well below the highs established in September. And the market's been pacing sideways for, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks in some of these markets. So seasonally, you tend to put in your highs in anywhere from mid-March to mid-April. And here the market has lost a lot of that upward momentum. So I think, you know, the market's in the process of putting in a seasonal high. It's just not going higher. It's pacing at the top end of this rally over the last couple months. But really, we should be seeing the strength shore up here and that momentum carry us up into this strong seasonal time period. It is surprising because the economy is solid. We keep adding jobs every month like we did today, the jobs report showing better than expected at 275,000 jobs. We were expecting 198,000. We did adjust January's numbers down about 120,000. So that clearly is an adjustment, but it was still higher for that month as well. My point is that we're adding jobs, the economy is solid, and yet beef prices are really not responding. This has kind of been going on for a couple weeks now where the box beef volume has shown a clear drop in movement. Now, we don't want to get backed up in the feedlots, obviously. This is also a time of year where you tend to start putting on weight. Feed is cheap. We could easily see ourselves getting some heavy cattle. We backed them up a little bit already because of the storms in January. The last thing you want to do is bunch them up, because you just can't stay current on the marketings. So all of these are red flags, and it's a market that, again, we're looking at a seasonal high about to come in here over these next couple weeks. And you want to see some upward momentum to at least try to get a little bit more out of this. If you can't, then I think the pressure really starts to lean on this market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.